1240 AM WSBC. Yeah. Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour.
Yeah.
Show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, Mike Haggerty Buick GMC Volkswagen of Oak Lawn, Illinois, and Carol Ann Gallagher, personal injury attorney at law.
Yeah.
My name is Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me as always to my left, twin brother Billy. Hello, Bill.
Hey, what's up?
And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Clay.
Hi.
Yes, it's me.
Welcome back. Another week, another episode, another COVID tale to tell.
Hi.
What are we, week five now on the COVID stuff?
Six.
Week six?
Five. The COVID saga.
Yeah. I'm officially sick of it.
Everybody.
I'm going to tell you that much, and I'm going to say it like a mad, angry Italian guy from Elmwood Park.
You know what?
I'm sick of it!
You sound like the guy who was behind me in Ace Hardware. He's like, I've had enough of it, you know? I was like, well, yeah, who hasn't? You speak for all of us, sir.
Everyone's at their boiling point, I think. They're getting there.
I'm watching, just before we came into the studio here tonight, just the way that the hand sanitizer a week ago was on top of the deck here. Ready and accessible.
Yes.
1 week later, we asked for it. Where's the sanitizer? Oh, that stuff. Yeah, we got it. Hold on.
Yeah.
So it's funny how we're still, I think people are slowly becoming desensitized to the panic of the pandemic.
No.
Right?
No, I don't.
You don't think so?
The panic of the pandemic.
The panic of the pandemic. Interesting title for a book, isn't it?
My book's going to be My Life in Sweatpants. I feel like I've been wearing sweatpants for a month straight, which I have.
My work just...
Congratulations.
Yeah, it feels great.
My work just upped the ante. We were going into stores. Now we're not.
Ooh.
That's it. I mean, we can merchandise between the hours of 9 and 12 or 4 till 7 a.m. And 90% of the corporate chains aren't doing that.
Yeah, so, see?
Interesting.
It's not,
it's not a matter of going in there and you know, doing your job as far as selling the items in and telling them what they need to order. It's the fact that we don't want to be liable as a company for touching all that product.
Don't touch the product.
You know, it's like, it gets into legal ramifications, and you have corporate companies fighting other corporate companies, and there's unions involved, and it's getting messy.
You should walk in every store with Glenn Lerner on your arm. That'll shut people up.
I saw a picture of Lerner.
He will.
Did you see his new commercial?
Did you see his new gold chain? I got a picture of Lerner.
The new commercial. I think he's wearing like a white sport coat, a turquoise shirt, and he's Miami Vice.
Going back to his old roots in Connecticut, it looks
Personal injury attorney Glenn Lerner, ladies and gentlemen, who's not a sponsor of the program, but does appear as a character.
Yeah, I mean,
in
this is something else. You know, I mean, there he is.
Yeah, I see.
Oh, yeah, it's hardcore.
Yeah, I mean. He's got a blue plaid, you know, jacket on with a nice white T-shirt and a platinum
giant rope chain.
So what? There's some Lerner COVID news. We pivot into Lerner a minute and a half in.
Well,
how about Lerner? Yo, yeah.
It's funny that you like. That's what people are thinking about.
He's watching in your everyday life.
He is in your everyday life.
If you're at home
watching TV, you know who Lerner is, and you know who Jeffrey Lemmon is, and you know who.
All the greats.
You know,
Aiken Long.
None of these guys are sponsors. We have to go after these
that's
guys.
That's correct. We have Caroline Gallagher, though.
We sure do.
Yeah.
Much better than Glenn Lerner.
And we got Johnny DeRito.
Johnny DeRito is the world's greatest Hollywood talent.
He's not a lawyer, but he did go to law school.
Yeah. See, that's his commercial in L.A. I'm not a lawyer, but I did go to law school. Call me Johnny DeRito.
That's right.
D-O-R-I-T-O.
Dude, they know how to spell it.
Yeah. What's Johnny DeRito's phone number?
555 fame.
555 fame.
312-555 fame.
312 Cool Ranch.
Sure, whatever.
Too many letters.
I had a Cool Ranch Dorito the other day.
Oh, from Brennan to lawyers to Cool Ranch.
Well, you know, I just looked at my phone, and these were all things I was wanting to send you because they happened at glorious times, but it was like 2 o'clock in the morning when they happened, and I figured I can't text to these guys with their kids.
You can always text me.
I forgot about it. The blue crystals on this thing were something else. if you guys, I don't know if you've had these yet. Like, there's like extra flavors.
Yeah, listen. I said this to my wife today. I go, This is one of the most revolutionary things that's ever happened. I'm adding all these crystals to this.
Yeah. It is. It's...
I go, now the one with the least amount of crystals on it in the new bag would be the most in an old bag.
In an old bag, he'd be King Kong.
That's right, Billy.
Now
he's right on the bench.
Doesn't even matter to him.
I understand completely.
Yeah. When the blue crystals can come off the chip as you're dipping it into the salsa that's that caked on, that's a good chip. Yeah,
you dip Cool Ranch Doritos in salsa?
Yes.
Delicious. Sam Heck, where are you from? What county are you from again?
You know what else is Doritos?
That's the most hillbilly thing I've ever heard of.
You know what else the Cool Ranch Doritos
that's
are great
insanity.
With? You take a little bit of sour cream and cheddar cheese and you melt them like in nachos in the oven. Amazing.
Come on.
Good stuff.
You should serve that at your restaurant.
Might serve it at my wedding.
Serve it at Patty Flamingo's.
Yeah, baby. No business at Patty Flamingo's.
Carry out only.
Because of COVID, man.
Yeah. Take out only.
See, that's what happens during COVID. You start looking at Lerner commercials and Doritos, and they become like huge topics of conversation.
As they're existing right now.
Yeah. You just got to squeeze in like 20 push-ups here and there, and you'll be good. You can use as many Doritos as you want.
I haven't done a push-up once during COVID.
Do one.
I know. I should have taken this opportunity to get in shape as well, and I just haven't come around to that yet.
I have a boxing bag in my garage. I've been wailing on that.
You just yell COVID and beat on it.
Yeah.
Come on.
I draw the virus on it and then pound it.
We've been like getting rid of crap at our place, like going through boxes. And being
my
like,
wife's
nope,
been doing
nope,
that.
Nope.
Toys. But the problem with discarding a lot of your old possessions is there's nowhere to. You can't give them to Goodwill. Goodwill's closed. They won't take this.
No,
stuff.
You can.
There's actually
stuff off
a
news
story about. No, there's a news story. Goodwill put it out there. Please stop dropping your stuff up here. Hold on to it until this is over with.
Yeah.
And we want your stuff, but right now
we got nowhere to put it.
It's sitting outside.
Yeah.
You know, like, what are we gonna do? Like, don't bombard us with. You know.
But don't throw it away.
Okay.
But don't throw it away either. Right. If you were the COVID junk boys. You know?
Whoa, is that a gang?
The COVID Junk Boys?
Sounds like a New York City street gang from the 70s. Like the Warriors.
It does, actually.
The COVID Junk Boys.
Yeah, he was a vice captain in the COVID Junk Boys.
He was a lieutenant in the COVID Junk Boys.
He's a lieutenant. He is an athletic dog. He's from New York. He's
right.
A street gang member.
He was an insane junk COVID guy.
That's a branch off.
Yeah, it's an insane COVID junk removal guy. What did I say? Junk boy. Junk boy.
The Junk Boys. That's a great. That would be a great boy band.
He's a member of the insane COVID.
The Junk Boys. All they do is coke and heroin. We're the Junk Boys. It's a bunch of junkies.
No, they're like NSYNC, except they're all dirty.
Yeah, dude. Like a meth version of NSYNC. The Junk Boys. They all got meth mouth.
Sure.
Tell me why ain't nothing but a bad high.
Ain't nothing like no teeth.
Sure.
Feeling your gums with your tongue. That's what life's all about.
I got onto Junk Boys because I thought that would be a good, that's an interesting business idea right now. If you had a company where, you know, everybody's wearing like hazmat suits and they come and just pick up your stuff.
Sure.
And then they donate it for you later. But they take a piece of the action on the way.
I don't think people are willing to spend money on nonsense.
I think they're willing to spend a ton of money on nonsense right now. Fear-based stuff.
No, I think it's more like, hold on, like, don't spend yet. Let's see what happens. Well, now everyone's check showing up. Donnie Trump signing each check personally.
I haven't gotten mine
yet.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
He's using a gold pen, a ballpoint pen.
He is. That Johnny Dorito sent him.
Yeah.
So sign the checks with
it. It's got a tiny Dorito on the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
A diamond one.
Diamond.
It's got a diamond blue crystal on it.
Johnny Dorito sent me this pen. It's got a giant diamond Cool Ranch Dorito on the end of it. Check that out. He negotiated my first deal on The Apprentice. Wonderful dude.
It was made by Rolls Royce, this pen.
One thing I do know that the president loves every morning, and I love it every night, is what keeps you going during this whole COVID.
Oh, right.
You got to have a hearty bowl of McCann's Irish Oatmeal every morning.
There's no other way.
There is no other way.
None.
This show is presented by it. More Hooli's Hooli after these.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, Enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Carol Ann Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, you gotta check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spent a lot of time there taping the Hibernian Radio Show at Lizzie McNeil's every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 10 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salads, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river, and tell them you were sent by your old pal, Hooley. Thanks.
Jump boys, the COVID jump boys. Yeah, baby.
My fire. Desire. Throw that dirt on me. I'm too clean.
Yep.
That's what Daddy Dorito said. He's too clean.
Get a little dirt on him, please.
And let's go. Get the dirt out.
Get the fan and some dirt at him. Want the hair blowing in the wind.
Put a chain on this guy. A bike chain. Not a gold chain. A bike chain.
We got a deal from Newport Cigarettes. I'd like a shirt on him. Put a Newport shirt on him, please. Cut off sweatpants for all of them.
Yeah,
before the break, we made a joke about the Junk Boys.
Yeah.
The COVID Junk
the
Boys.
The new hot hip boy band.
Started out as a interesting recycling business, and it evolved into a meth-infused boy band. So, there you go.
It happens that quickly.
Well, it does moves. Happen that quickly.
One day you're nothing, the next day you're on top of the world.
That's right. Find yourself in front of Adam Levine singing, you know?
Yeah. What are the Junk Boys' names?
Adrian.
Terry.
Adrian, Terry.
Daryl.
Paul, Eric.
You gotta have a Daryl.
No.
They're from Florida.
Yeah.
Adrian Sticks.
Cody.
Adrian, Cody.
Adrian, Cody, Daryl.
Adrian, Cody, Daryl, and Dominic?
Eric and Sarah.
No. There's a guy named Sarah? Yeah, I believe it.
It's S-E-R-A.
Yeah, Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah, he's half Cuban. Oh, okay.
His dad's from Naples or something. Italy.
Wow. That's fun.
That's a good
one. Can we remember him right now? Can you repeat them all back to me one more time? Can we do this?
No.
Adrian, Daryl.
Adrian, Cody, Daryl, Sarah, and...
Eric.
I think
there's a lot of people in that band.
Oh, yeah.
The COVID Junk Boys, man.
They're going to put that Korean band out of business.
What are they called?
BT something?
Yeah. BTS.
Yeah.
Before
the storm.
I went... Yes. I did something interesting that most people probably don't do during a pandemic.
You ride a pogo stick?
I went looking for a new office for myself. Wow. And found one in Oak Park in a little co-working space.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. But it reminded me of...
Do you have you have your own office?
Well, I'm getting to that.
Come on.
Right? A lot of COVID deals out there.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Sure.
I'm sure if you called up Integrated Office Suites, one of our sponsors, you can get a deal with them. Right?
Get a Rolls Royce for $200.
Anyway, sure you can. COVID Royce.
It's been sneezed in.
Right. Yeah, it's a beautiful car. Last guy who had it sneezed all over it. He did have COVID. Coronavirus, you know.
$200. It's a Phantom, I think it's called.
I'll take it. I'll wipe it down.
Take it for $200. By the time the vaccine comes out,
you'll be all set.
You'll be all right.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
There's a lot of deals like that out there, so I looked into it. And the saleswoman was very eager. You know, but it reminded me of being like Bud Fox in Wall Street, where the realtor's taking Bud Fox after he starts making money, and
sure,
she shows him,
oh yeah,
the beautiful penthouse apartment that he's about to rent,
yeah.
And he says, they're asking this, and he's like bids like over the price just to be that guy.
Yeah.
That's what the way that this woman sold this office to me. It's called a pod.
Uh-huh.
It is a pod.
Okay.
It's like a plastic egg.
All right? Wow. Okay.
In like this communal space.
Uh-huh.
Essentially, it's like paying to go to like a Starbucks every day.
It's the future.
It's the future.
Yeah.
Office future.
It's like being on a plane.
It is. It was bizarre to me, though. And I was like, I'm going to wake up every day and walk to this and sit in this egg.
You should just go get
like 6 hours.
Go get right. Like a storefront office in like, you know. Some rundown part of town.
Well, they don't have any good COVID.
Yeah.
For the same amount of money.
So you went. West side.
Details more. Please.
I went and she was like, and this is where you'd be sitting. Look at this view. Look at this view. I'm like, uh-huh.
What was the view of?
View was like of like another building in Oak Park, like 100 yards away. Like, I was like, oh yeah, I can see the street. Like,
I can see the street from here.
I can see the street from here. That's beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful view. Yeah. But the pod city, like, I didn't even sit in it. I was like, this is it?
I'm not sitting
there. I was like, what do I get access to? You know? Right. She's like, this.
What do I get access to?
What do I get access to? Said it in a British accent.
Is it just like plugs? Like, here's where you plug your phone in and plug.
Yes. Essentially, yes.
It's a plug egg.
Right. A plug-in egg.
Yeah.
But it was such a cheap deal. $100 a month. I was
so
like,
what is it? Like, total?
No problem.
Like
50, let me see what this is.
It's like 50 square feet, not even?
I get access to the printer. I get my phone. I set my computer up every day. I can give myself an address.
Did you
there,
do that at the library? Address.
Yeah, you could, but they'd kick you out eventually. They go, "Sir, are you running a business out of here?" No,
I'm putting up pictures though.
Putting up pictures?
Yeah, my little desk at the library.
Oh yeah, right. Wouldn't that be a thing? Guy just makes the library his new office. He's got a picture of his kid on the desk.
Goodwill Hunting movie poster.
Could you put a poster on the?
Did you have a Goodwill Hunting poster in your office? It's an interesting thing to have.
Some jerk does.
Absolutely.
Did
this jerk's got a Goodwill Hunting poster in his office. Thinks I'm gonna do business with him.
David,
because he did a deal once, and he said, "How you like them apples?" That's
deal. He says that after every deal.
Yeah, he landed a big deal off that phrase.
Can you put posters on the egg? Like,
I should have asked. Yeah.
Can I put posters on this egg?
Do you mind if I put a big shamrock on the side of this egg, please?
I got an amazing.
Oh yeah, could you put your company logo on the side of an egg?
I don't know.
So you declined this offer and walked out?
No, I didn't decline it.
Did you sign up?
Let me think about it.
To be a communal egg person.
Pretty much. I took the deal.
You're a robot.
I'm a communal egg robot.
That's weird. You need to have a picture. I want to see a picture of this setup.
I'll show it to you guys once I get in there next week. But it's like,
do you get a stool?
There's no key card access. I gotta wait till the girl shows up every day and she just like lets me in. And she's like, "Here you go. Here's your pod. Go sit in it. Get your work done if you need to."
You
can make yourself a cup of coffee if you want. You know, like, it's a co-working space, essentially.
They have very similar things for...
it's like WeWork or
for
something
artists,
like that.
For artists, like gallery spaces.
Yeah.
And these giant, like, they're almost like warehouses. And they set up all these little, like, you know, pods, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And you just rent a little space. It could be, like, 4 feet by 8 feet, and that's all you get. And you have to, like, cram all your crap in the corner. And then there's some guy next to you like, "I make pottery."
Yeah,
I'm from
Oak
Park. I make pottery.
You sound like President Trump a bit, sir. Donald Trump's brother, the pottery maker.
Hippie pottery maker.
That loser brother of mine who sits around and makes pots all day. He's been borrowing money off me for years.
Makes vases or something.
I signed up to be an egg person. I'm joining the world of that.
Okay, well, good luck.
That's nice to get out of your house and go there and sit there.
Well, it just made me look at the future. I've been through some of these co-working spaces before and seen what and there's some real swanky ones that
sure.
are nice. Like WeWork's real nice, you know? But while looking through this one, this was pretty just bare bones. Like, this is an office. Here you go.
Yeah, right.
There's the copier. You know, there's the coffee bar.
Sure.
Okay.
Sounds weird.
It's weird. And there's your egg. It's like a cubicle. It's not a cubicle. It's like an egg.
And every single person is their own company.
Exactly. So
there's not like a group of 5 guys that all work there.
No.
It's all individuals.
Exactly.
Loners. Well, it's a group of loners.
There's like attorneys or, yeah, it's a group of loners. But it reminds me, it makes me think of the future that, and they've spoken of this before, is that like we have co-working spaces right now, co-living spaces. By the time our kids are in their 20s, these things may be extremely prevalent.
What are you talking about?
They're like, they've got them in New York and they're sponsored by like WeWork and they're sort of prototypes.
Like dorms?
They're dorms for adults. All right.
They're dorms for adults.
You get a communal.
Dorms for adults. Dorms for adults.
Eddie Vedder for dorms for adults.
Come on, join us. We're renting this dorm out.
Wow.
We got popcorn and movies.
We're having a keg on 7.
We got a keg of Bush Light.
Wow. # Anheuser-Busch. Yeah, co-living spaces. No, they have these things.
I'm not living in a dorm with anybody.
But if you were in your 20s, all right, and they made it look like the communal areas have like pool tables. It's like Ricky Schroeder's basement. You know, they got arcade machines.
I sleep next to someone.
You sleep in your little dorm room. You get a dorm room. Like, it's a room with like a sink and a closet.
In other words, every floor looks like a real world house.
Yeah, kind of. Exactly, Bill. That's a good way to put it.
You get your own room.
Yeah, everybody gets their own room, but you don't get your own bathroom. You know?
Come on.
Hey, no, you got to use the... Come on. I don't get in my own bathroom.
Next thing I know, I'm sharing a bathroom with the Junk Boys, and I got, you know, five guys in there at once doing right. rehearsals.
Trimming up the manscaping and stuff.
Because the acoustics sound good in a big bathroom.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds disturbing. Let's take it one day at a time. Let's get through the viruses and baseball season and snow. It snowed today.
That's unbelievable, man.
I woke up and I was like, I wanted to throw
up. I think a lot of people did. People woke up and were like, oh my gosh.
One more hurdle.
Another hurdle.
It's probably good, though, because that means that everyone stayed inside and no one even thought about going jogging and being
taking it's too a walk. Cold. I'm not going outside. Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
So hopefully it helped bend the curve.
I don't know. Do you think that people will sustain two more weeks of this without slowly starting to just kind of go back to normal life and just go, okay, we've had enough now?
No, I think it'll keep going.
I think people will follow the rules.
I think people will follow the rules and try to ride this out as much as possible.
I think this is the point where you're going to start seeing some more confrontation between people following, sort of abiding by the rules, and those who are saying, no. Done with it now.
That's happened. That actually just happened in Michigan. I just saw they had the shut-in order,
mm-hmm.
and like a group of people were like, "We're not doing it." And they started like, they all got in their cars and caused a giant traffic jam. Or like standing on their cars with flags.
Oh yeah. Wow!
Yeah, they're having a protest.
Yeah, that's well, that could happen soon if we don't bring the economy back up to speed.
Yeah. Right.
People, that's the panic that really sets in. People aren't going to care about COVID anymore. They're going to start worrying about, you know, feeding their kids, survival right. mode kicks in.
Yeah.
And then, so that's really what I'm anxious about, truly. I'm truly anxious about it. And I typically don't feel that way.
You shouldn't be. Don't be.
No. Yeah.
But think about these poor people, too, that just went through this tornado. Man.
One thing
right.
that the COVID thing has brought upon me is that sometimes you just start thinking too much.
Sometimes. You know what I
mean? You don't overthink stuff. You know, it's not healthy for you. But when you're sitting inside all day, pacing around, you're like, what's my next move? What am I going to do? What's this? You know, you start coming up with very, you know.
You know what you should do? And I did this.
Mm.
Try and find a very obscure Guinness World Record to break.
Interesting.
I bet you could do it.
How many times can I call Rob Blagojevich before he picks up the phone?
Once.
Hello?
Hi. I'll make money somehow.
We've got to get Rob on the program.
Well, we could do that. Remember, we could see how much. Maybe he'd do a COVID-19 message for us.
That'd be great. Maybe mm-hmm. we could get him to live in a dorm with us.
Ew.
Once all this blows over.
We shoot it in Chicago.
Rob, once this all blows over... We want to live with you.
We want to live with you for a month, and we want to tape it.
And yeah, we just want to see what happens.
Let's call it the mentor. You can be our mentor. You know, we're going to start a junk removal business.
Call it Rod's Boys.
Rod's Boys. Rod's Boys on Channel 50.
Channel 50's picked it up.
Yeah. Rod's Boys was picked up by Channel 50.
Are you kidding me? Rod's Boys would
for
be a smash.
Time run.
It'd be a smash hit in Chicago.
And then Rod's you could Boys. Have Rod's Boys versus Junk Boys in an all-out war.
Like a beatboxing
competition, yeah. And Blagojevich raps.
Wow.
Yeah, and then holograms.
What kind of holograms? Just going to have holograms?
Tupac, Elvis.
They're all in it.
Yeah.
First we had a co-working space, then we had an episode about it, now we're inviting Rod Blagojevich in. Hey, why not bring the boy band element back into it?
Yeah.
Sounds like an excellent plan. Rod's Boys would be a big hit.
What's your prediction for end of...
End of COVID? Like yeah. when people...
End of COVID. No, that's a good way to put it.
You got an end of COVID prediction for me?
Yeah, do you? I'm going to say Christmas.
No way, man. I'm going to say that a lot of this eases up and backs off by mid-May.
You're saying people frolicking?
I'm going to say people are... Yeah, I wouldn't say frolicking.
Well, I think that some of the restrictions may be lifted. Not all, though. We'll still be living in a COVID world.
Beachgoers? Will the beaches be packed on the 4th of July?
No.
I think that a lot of people will be out at the beach on the 4th of July. I do.
Beach volleyball?
Sure. It'll all go...
Hey, Lori, Lightfoot, beach volleyball okay this fourth?
Hey, Miss Lightfoot, little beach volleyball this summer okay with you?
It's all the guys want to know. What guys? The Junk Boys.
The Junk Boys had a concert at Montrose Beach.
They love beach volleyball.
We don't want to cancel it. Got a lot of money on the line here. Rob Blagojevich was going to make a special appearance.
Yep.
A rap battle. I'm going to say mid-May is when people start loosening up and the restaurants open back up.
All right. Okay. When will you be able to go to Sizzler and sit down with your family?
Mid-May. You know?
May 15th, you're saying.
Uh-huh. I'll say May
15th. I'll say a month after that.
All right, you say June 15th.
Yeah.
Bill?
I'm going to go June 1st.
Oh. Okay.
I'm going to go in the middle.
Yeah. My birthday is June 7th.
Here's the thing.
The noise that President Trump makes when they tell him these things. He goes,
when he sees a pickle on his burger.
I told him no pickles. Interesting.
Tells me until June 1st. Now they put pickles on it.
Who put the pickles on? You're fired.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope you're right. I hope it is May 15th. I think that's a little premature. I think you're going to be dead wrong.
Clay, why were you talking to me earlier? I can't remember, but before the show started, you were on the topic of David Miscavige from Scientology.
Wow. You shouldn't be saying his name over the airwaves.
Why?
Now there's going to be listening devices in your car when you leave here.
Oh, my gosh. I hope they like the Junk Boys.
I don't know why.
COVID Junk Boys, that is.
I was referring to his height. He's like 5 feet tall.
Okay, and you were like,
he's bossing around 100 million people.
Apparently, I Googled Miscavige, you know, because I do that occasionally.
I Googled Miscavige. Hey,
you Googled Miscavige later?
Be careful.
Careful. Anyway, this top critic here says that he's a coronavirus denier.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not going to divulge too much into him.
Because Tom Cruise told him so?
Interesting.
Cruise put him on the back of a motorbike and said, you listen to me.
What?
They're buddies. They're best buddies. And the weird thing is, there's a picture, and Cruise is what, like 5'5"?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this dude is like up to Cruise's like shoulder. It's like, dude, what are you, how tall are you? And I have nothing against people who aren't tall, but, you know, be a jerk on top of it. And it's Napoleon.
He's short.
Napoleon complex?
Are you Napoleon?
I don't know. That's why. We were talking about him because we were talking about short dudes.
Well, okay. He shouldn't do that.
Well, I shouldn't talk about Miscavige?
No, he shouldn't deny Corona. That's not nice.
Hey, David, stop denying Corona.
Have you guys tell that to the family of the firemen.
How much television have you guys watched during this? I mean, have you found yourself getting like deep into like, you know, a really crappy series?
No, but I'm deep into video games now.
Yes, yeah. Clay. So have I.
Very deep.
I'm 32-2 in Fight Night.
Nice.
Yeah, and I'm in legacy mode. I created my own boxer. Paddy Houlihan.
What do you look like?
I'm bald. I got Irish flag trunks. I got white gloves. They look like me.
Nice.
My kids come downstairs, and when I'm boxing, my son Mike's like, Daddy, you're box. I'm like, it's me. You know? I just knocked Tyson out in the second round.
Yeah. I've been playing a lot of basketball. I'm the all-time Bulls.
Oh, so now you're... Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean video basketball.
Yeah, video game basketball. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm all-time Bulls, and then I'll play against Brendan. Brendan's actually pretty good, and he'll be like the 96 Bulls. So we both have Jordan. Jordan versus Jordan.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, it's nice. It's a good feeling.
I find myself watching a lot of just...
It's good to be Jordan.
Crappy television.
What have you been watching?
Oh, gosh. There's this show called Merry Millions. It's on Hulu.
Merry Millions?
It's got to be staged. It's like the weirdest couples you've ever seen. And like,
okay.
It's like a dating show?
Yeah, but it like follows these couples throughout like a whole season to see if they can like make it together. Like,
they can't.
You know, I got through about 4 episodes where finally I was like, all right. And we laughed for the first like 4 because just some of it's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like one guy has a secret that he's dating. He's dating this woman who's a lot more sophisticated and better looking than him. And you're like, what the heck's going on here? Mm-hmm. And he lives with his parents, and that's what he's been hiding from her. But he's been dating her for months. It's very strange. But
yeah, that's a lie.
Cheap humor. And then I watched a movie last night called
Cheap Humor, you know.
Crawl. This is.
Is it a movie?
It's Barry Pepper fighting alligators with some like.
Ooh, that sounds awesome.
Yes, it does.
Clay, I'll tell you one thing. If they can make this, you can make Pac.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I turned to Mary and I said, I'm going to predict to what's going to happen right now. Like Barry Pepper saves the day. Yeah, you know, he's got his arm bitten off. He's got a compound fracture on his leg. He's got a broken femur.
He went from playing Mickey Mantle to playing an alligator.
I'm like, dude, this guy would not be able to walk. Shock would have kicked into his system.
Roger Maris. He played Roger Maris.
Yes.
I might look into that. What happened to Pepper?
He's doing crawl.
You're doing crawl now, Barry.
So yeah, you could probably get him to be in Pack.
I want to be on crawl.
He was in Private Ryan. He was great in that movie.
I thought we were going to have DMX be in Pac.
Oh, he's in Pac. Okay. Yeah.
Steven Seagal and DMX, right?
Yeah, Seagal's out. No.
Didn't they already do a movie together?
I hope so.
Yeah, Exit Wounds.
Exit Wounds, yeah.
Yeah, they're not. No, Seagal, I don't want him to be anywhere near Seagal.
Yeah.
He's a liability on set.
Mike just pointed something out to me, and Clay, you were saying that you were the all-time Bulls in your game.
Yeah.
So, and it's funny because I had a friend of mine we were actually talking about this. He's from Detroit, right outside Detroit. And he's like, I was like, well, you're a little too young for the Bad Boys. You know, he's like, yeah, yeah. He's like, I liked the Bad Boys.
The Detroit Pistons.
Yeah. I was like, so did you grow up did you like the Bulls at all? Because that rivalry had kind of died down by the time he was growing up. He's about 7 or 8 years younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no, he's like, I didn't hate the Bulls as much, but I didn't like them, you know. But he's like, it had to have been electric growing up in Chicago as a kid being a Bulls fan during that dynasty.
Oh, yeah.
And it was. And last night, I actually I went over to a buddy of mine who just purchased a new home in Lombard.
Mm-hmm.
And I went over to his house last night with Mary and Maddox. We had some pizza to check it out, show us his new digs. Pretty cool place.
Nice.
He's got a theater room in the basement. Which is like, it's like a 120-inch screen or whatever.
Big with the boy. Chairs and everything, too?
Yeah, and he put on...
No, you get a stand.
He put on the...
cool.
Comcast was replaying the Bulls.
Oh, so nice. Like old games, right?
Yeah, so we watched the 96 Game 3 Bulls Super Sonics, where like the Bulls just pretty much demoralized the Sonics in that game.
I'm looking forward
to
that.
And you're watching it, and you're like, God dang, I can't believe how good these guys were.
Well-oiled machine.
Well, when you think about it as a kid, you're just like, you get so used to it every year, you don't appreciate how good it really was, and then you take some time to watch what I watched. I was like, oh my gosh.
I remember when we watched, I was actually in Mexico during the 98 run, and Kukoc was on fire. We were just in love with Kukoc.
Tony.
The town loved Kukoc. They did.
I do love Kukoc. Tony, I love
you. But yeah, ESPN is going to debut the documentary.
The Last Dance.
And they pushed it forward, I believe.
It was
going
to be in June, I think.
I think later. Was it June? Okay.
It was supposed to be
10 years from now.
They pushed it up a little bit. And I don't know the premise of what it is. It's like a long docuseries.
So it follows, it's pretty much the story of the 96 Bulls, but it's, no, not the 96
97,
Bulls.
97, 8.
The Bulls in general, they're dynasty, right?
Yeah, 97, 98 Bulls, but it's more or less it's Phil Jackson's last year as the coach.
Okay.
And, I mean, there's still speculation going on. It hasn't been publicly announced, you know, so within the documentary, you get to see the behind the scenes of probably what happened between Phil Jackson and Jerry Krause.
Okay.
Jordan.
Yeah, it's like
his little spats that he had with people.
Seen footage.
Yeah. Unedited. I mean, it's edited, but like, you know, you get to hear the dirty words and all that, you know, the adult version of what Jordan probably was really like in real life, you know?
I'm not like Mike. You get to see Jordan in like
My kid's obsessed with Jordan. It's strange because he's never seen him play, really. He's just seen highlights, but he gets it. He like gets like the aura of Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I totally understand that. But Jordan, I don't know if this is going to paint the greatest light on Jordan.
I don't think
Jordan's in it.
He's in it.
Well, no, he's in it.
As far as like he agreed to like be interviewed and be a part of it.
Oh, no, he's in it.
Oh, he is?
He's in it.
All right.
Everybody's in it.
Okay. Because
Jordan's being played by Jeff Goldblum, actually.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yes, but
I'll take the final shot.
I was very good at defense.
Sure.
Yes. I love defense.
Easy.
Dunk contest. Yes. Oh, yes. Wow. But you're right.
So
it's gonna be a huge success.
Well, Jordan punched like Will Perdue in the face. Like he was
Steve Kerr.
Or was Kerr, it Kerr? All right. There's been others, like.
But what did Kerr do?
I don't know.
Get both sides of the story.
Jordan was like, I gotta call Kerr. Listening to too much Junk Boys.
I can see Kerr being punchable.
Okay. You know? He's like the nicest guy in the NBA. Yeah. And one of the most celebrated coaches.
But you've never played against him.
Or with him.
That's right.
Well,
he'd love to play with you, Patty.
Yeah. You're right, Bill. I'm excited to hear about this. And as a person who's literally sat at my computer and burned half a day's work watching Jordan highlights on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
This is going to be a treat.
You should get a full Jordan uniform and film yourself shooting hoops in your house.
Yeah. And then put it on my Insta, you know?
Say, my last dance.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, Bill, I have not watched a lot of TV. Yeah. My kids are wildly interested in The Simpsons all of a sudden.
Wow. Oh, that's a good thing.
And it thrills me, truly.
Yeah, yeah.
Charlotte discovered The Simpsons. She's at that age. She's 10, right? She's at that age where Bart and Lisa, like, she understands the dynamic of the show.
Yep.
Like, that's the perfect, like, ripe age to sort of dive into it.
Yeah, yeah.
Mike, my little guy, he watches it, too. He's into it, too,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But they started it from season one, episode one, you know, and I'm like, whoa.
Take them all the way through.
All the way through The Simpsons Brigade. How many seasons has The Simpsons been?
It's like 2,000 episodes.
It's a lot.
What'd you do during COVID?
Watch 2,000
episodes. I showed
episodes
my children The Simpsons.
Maddox all went the way on a through. Simpsons binge recently himself, where he did like three seasons over like a week.
It makes me think... could we see a resurgence of The Simpsons again? Like The Simpsons, because Family Guy came around and all those shows came around, and The Simpsons kind of quietly sat there as a staple and was still pumping out new episodes. But could they inject like some sort of steroid into the show again that makes it resonate with the youth of today? Can The Simpsons go for another 20 years?
I would think so.
Yeah.
All they gotta do is do it.
All they gotta do is adapt for the future.
Keep drawing them little cartoons.
Yeah. But it thrilled me that my kids are enveloped in that show because it's a brilliant show.
Yeah, yeah. Sure is.
I mean, that's better than having some kid watching YouTube hearing some guy's voice going, yeah! Yeah!
All afternoon.
It's like, who are you watching? It's
Bill,
like
you're right.
Some guy who's like 25 who still looks like he's 12.
Like, yeah, playing video games.
Playing video games.
Like, who's
I got a lot
guy?
Of that.
I'm like, oh, yeah, he makes about $10 million a year.
Guys playing video games with their kids.
FGTV. FGTVers.
Yeah. What's that guy's name?
I don't know. He looks a little... Who does he look like?
He looks
like some dad you'd see at the North Riverside Mall with, like, a Tar Heels jersey on, you know?
Okay.
I actually find myself...
Why is it always the North Riverside Mall?
What do you got against that? R&M.
I didn't say I had anything against the North Riverside Mall.
Or Brickyard
in Chicago. Okay. In North Riverside.
Okay.
It's in North Riverside, Chicago.
North Riverside. Yeah, so I watch a lot of that. I hate those videos. They're horrible.
Well, Let's
make them.
We might have
Let's
to start.
Let's stop hating and start making.
Stop painting, start making? Is that what you said?
Stop hating, start making.
I thought you said stop painting.
No, never stop painting. Never stop painting.
No, you can never stop painting. It's very important.
That's what Michelangelo used
to say. How dirty would the world be if we stopped painting?
It'd be Junk Boy City.
It'd be Junk Boy City.
That's the name of their first album.
Paint?
No, Junk Boy City.
The COVID Junk Boys put their first LP is called Junk Boy City?
Yes.
Or the COVID Junk Boys?
Yeah. Can you handle it?
I sure can.
Right. Yeah, I was just going to say this as well. Thank you, he wrote him down. Let's remember, everyone, it's Adrian, Cody, Daryl, Eric, and Sarah.
That's right.
S-E-R-A, Sarah. Yeah. He's half Cuban.
Yeah, he plays the maracas.
The COVID Junk Boys.
Yeah.
A meth-infused boy band born of the coronavirus. That's correct. From Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Love it.
Awesome tans, curly mullets.
Yeah, sweet soul.
They look like
tank tops.
Their hair looks like Jeff Lowell's.
Who's Jeff Lowell?
Jeff Lowell is in Tiger King.
He's one of the Tiger King people.
Oh, now you guys are ahead of me. That's already out of my head, the whole show Tiger King.
You should grow
it
curly, like just the back, curly.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, with the bald head?
Yeah, you could do it.
I probably could. That'd be real classy. I have to go sit my egg at work in my new office.
This long, like, hairspray.
Someone even sitting in my egg.
Can someone hairspray my curls? Get them nice.
That's what
shaped.
I asked the real estate agent today, or the building lady. While I'm here, is there anyone who can spray my curls? It's hard for me to get back there in the morning. I'll give her an extra. I'll pay an extra $10 a month.
Yeah.
Well, we got to take a commercial break. More Hooli's Hooli after these.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Caroline Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes are third generation, family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRocque, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Yikes.
And life Is this from Space Jam?
Is this what's his face?
Oh, this is R. Kelly.
Oh boy.
Yep.
Voice of an angel.
Do you ever see, think that like when it gets real dark in prison at night, like all of a sudden you just hear him in his cell belting this out?
No.
Wow.
Imagine being like some like, you know, one of the junk boys is in a cell over crying. You know? Listen to the voice on this guy.
Someone else is singing it and R. Kelly's crying.
Yes. I believe I can fly. How you doing over there, big guy?
Well, you sound like his CO, the correctional officer.
Well,
yeah?
Maybe it's that too.
He comes by with the keys every day. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky.
Here's your meal.
I think about it every night and day. Here's your bologna sandwich. Spread your wings and fly away. Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that.
Thank you, Mike, for the R. Kelly bump.
Well, it's because we were talking about MJ in the last
You got
dance.
Any R. Kelly bumps for me?
Sounds like a rash.
Well, it does, doesn't it? Yeah, his daughter caught the R. Kelly bumps. Bad case of them R. Kelly bumps.
Oh, yep, she got all these ointments.
Venereal disease discovered on the west side in 2001.
Like 1997.
What we have here is a very unique case of the R. Kelly bumps.
It's like the mumps.
Right, take a... you know, forget about the COVID vaccine. We got to get a vaccine for these R. Kelly bumps. Yeah,
the RKBs.
The RKBs.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah. There's a website here in Chicago called Do312, do312.com, right? Do312, do Chicago. Yep.
Hey, we got it.
You do?
Good.
Yeah. This came out on Facebook today. The best Chicago podcast.
Ooh. Oh,
we didn't make the list.
Oh, man. Who made it? Some dork?
Well, you know who did? Jimmy Corrine made it on here with Improv Nerd.
Well, he's a genius.
Sound Opinions with Greg Cott and Jim DeRogatis, of course. Right. I don't know. We're going to have to check some of these out.
Who wrote that article? One of our enemies?
Let's see who wrote it. We'll have to send them a note and tell them to listen.
It's probably
to
written
us.
By one of the Ponce's buddies.
It very well
one
could
of the Ponce's
be.
Hitmen.
It could be. Well, I think one of the Ponce.
One of the Ponce's
members.
Hitmen.
He was a hitman for the Ponce family.
Before he became the manager of the Junk Boys,
he was a media hitman. Yeah. Before he became managing director of the COVID Junk Boys. Bands don't have managing directors.
No, they don't.
This is my manager, managing director, vice president of the Junk Boys.
CEO of the Junk Boys.
Right.
He used to be a hitman for the Ponce family. I think he's Hungarian. He's a friend of Kaiser Soze's.
No, there's a few on here. Let's see here. Curious City is one. It's on WBEZ.
Yeah, right.
Improv Nerd, Jimmy Corrine.
Jimbo.
We've had him on.
He's a genius.
Southside Stories, another one on WBEZ. That's with the guys who started the TV show on Comedy Central, Southside.
Okay, fine.
D'Elio Riddle and Bashir Salahuddin. They were both writers on the Jimmy Fallon show.
Okay.
Previously. Cool, I didn't know about that one. The Setup Series, that's about Chicago's music industry.
Yeah.
That's with Chicagoan Sidney Oberholzer.
Oh, OB or...
I don't know, Mr. Oberholzer or Mrs. Oberholzer. Being Earnest is another one.
That
features Chicago comics Paula Skaggs and Josh Linden.
Skaggs and Linden.
Where they're discussing earnest and sincere topics of the day. The lighthearted content and off-kilter banter will allow your mind to drift into the comedic splendor.
Isn't that what we're doing?
That's pretty much what we're doing, guys.
We own the comedic splendor.
Well,
right?
Now.
We own the comedic splendor.
I guess we've made an enemy.
No.
I'll have to check that out. That's Being Earnest. All right. And then Sound Opinions. Jim Deere got us a drink.
Yeah.
We know that.
Yeah.
That's Dynasty Podcast. This one's called. Prides itself on being Chicago's longest running music podcast. Again. All right. The Sky is Falling, a Chicago sports podcast. That made the list.
Ooh.
All right.
We got sports talk.
Sports talk. We do a little of everything on this show.
Right.
The Chicago 60 is the other one. This wildly entertaining and very Chicago podcast delves into a myriad of topics and features discussions between the hosts and guests.
Ooh. Here,
oh, yes. My, what else would it be? What kind of... Oh, hosts and guests. What?
They talk on the radio?
Hear from local artists, comics, and business owners.
that are part of the greatest city in the world, Chicago.
Ooh, Dad.
It says, warning, very thick Chicago accents ahead. Uh-oh.
Not thicker than ours.
Oh, boy.
Not thicker
I'm so
than...
scared.
Not thicker than this one.
Chicago accents. Oh, boy.
They're probably from Ohio.
ABV Chicago. Let's win this one. Chicago-based craft beer podcast. Boy.
Oh!
To beer enthusiasts slash middle school teachers. The pair talks beer, and more importantly, they drink beer. Chicago-made craft beer. Cool. That's that Trump noise again whenever they talk about COVID. Blurry photos. That's the Reader's. The Reader said this was the best of Chicago best podcast in 2017.
That's old news.
Blurry Photos delves into the weird. This podcast explores some of the world's most fascinating and unbelievable mysteries and legends.
Oh, okay. The Loch Ness Monster, King Kong.
Yeah. The hosts, who may or may not be Legos, okay, and their guests unearth ancient mysteries. If you're into topics that are rarely discussed in popular culture,
yeah,
this podcast is for you. Well, that was a big plug there.
Sounds like Unsolved Mysteries, kind of, huh?
There's plenty of those kinds of podcasts out there. Chicago Unsolved Mysteries.
Chicago Unsolved Mysteries.
Would be good with that. We get
with Robert Stack.
Get a voice, Dennis Farina's old voice. Chicago.
Chicago Unsolved Mysteries.
Right. R. Kelly was a R&B singer.
Started giving bumps out to people.
The X-Files. Tune into... Oh, that's David Axelrod, of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Chewing. Oh, that's... What's the name of your show?
Chewing.
Chewing is about food.
Chewing is a food and health podcast brought to you by the Tribune's Louisa Chu and WBEZ's Monica Eng of Curious City fame. Okay. All right. There you go. Those are the Chicago's best. Maybe we make the list next year. You never know.
We're above all that.
Oh, are we now?
Yeah.
Mm.
They didn't even have a spot for us.
Have they written musicals? I mean, do they know about, you know, do they come up with boy bands every episode?
No,
you know?
We've come up with revolutionary, mind-blowing stuff.
Great stuff for you guys.
Stuff that hasn't been thought of in thousands of years. Thousands!
Yeah, you know, we got robots.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah, of course. Always robots. We got toys. We got ideas for toys.
Ideas for toys, musicals, movies, songs.
And when you guys hear this single by the
Junk
COVID,
Boys,
the Junk Boys, the COVID Junk Boys, you know, and that would be Adrian, Cody, Daryl, Eric, and Sarah. Look out.
What's the name of their first single? No Sneeze?
Ooh.
No Sneeze. Okay. Yeah.
Sanitize.
Sanitize.
Ooh.
My eyes, your face, sanitize this place.
I love it. I love that, though.
Something like that.
Kinda how
like
did that go? My eyes, your face, sanitize this place. It's got a little bit of a Frankie Goes Hollywood vibe.
No, I kind of thought of that, and then I kind of thought of maybe of like a George Michael's Monkey.
Yes.
And kind of that beat.
Yes.
Don't look down, there's a monkey on your back.
My eyes, your face, let's sanitize this place. COVID boys.
Well, you know what? That's a great
boys.
Do we have Frankie Goes Hollywood? Relax. We can go out with that because it's a good time to relax. Everybody relax a little bit.
Why not? Yeah, sure.
I do want to say, if you've enjoyed the past hour of this show, you can find archived episodes if you go to Hooli's Hooli Show at iTunes. Right. Or you go to hibernianradio.org and find it there. Once again, we are sponsored by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, the greatest oatmeal in the land. Go get yourself a hearty bowl every morning. Get it at the Jewels, wherever. They got it.
Yeah, they got it all over.
It's wonderful. Mike Haggerty Buick GMC Volkswagen of Oak Lawn, Illinois. Carol Ann Gallagher, personal injury attorney at law. Until next week, relax. My